This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thanks again to Brett Bone, who joins us this hour on Ben and Woods, brought to you by Robert Half. Padres play again. We do know the matchup for today, at least. Michael King, who Brett Bone is very high on, takes the mound. He has been fantastic. Now, he's only pitched, like, once in the last 20 days or so. I mean, they...
Is that right?
Well, he pitched right before the All-Star break.
Right.
And, like, 3 days before. Then they had the break, and then they didn't pitch him again until... after the All-Star break, like the fourth day, and then he had the comeback, right? That was that start, and now he hasn't pitched since that start, which is 10 days ago again, which means he's had a nice kind of refresher here in the middle of the season.
Yeah, a nice little Hawaiian vacation.
Which they needed to get him, kind of like they did with Seth Lugo unintentionally last year, when Lugo had his little calf strain or whatever it was that kept him out earlier in the year. It was like in May. And kept his innings from getting too high.
The calf was against Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was July 27th.
Okay. And was that his, last start, right?
Yeah.
He had one, so that was his second start since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
So this will be his...
The 21st and the 27th.
So this will be his third start in like 25 days or so coming up now. So, all right, well... They've found a way to kind of limit his innings, maybe not the way they intended. No one wants to take an intentional line drive to the calf, but hopefully he hasn't lost whatever rhythm he was in, because he was in a really, really good rhythm. Even in that day, Michael King has pitched extremely well for the last, I'd say, you have his game log up there?
Yeah,
like 2 months?
Here's recent games. Yeah. His loss was a 2-0 loss to the Mariners. Lost to the Brewers in late June. Phillies lost, you know, he did not have a... he gave up one earned run. 5 earned runs against Milwaukee. He's been fantastic.
Yeah.
2-1-1-1-1 in his last 5-6 starts. Pretty nuts.
And then Marco Gonzalez will pitch for the Pirates today. He's a lefty.
Yep.
Has not as much experience as Bailey Falter, I don't think, but... Bailey Falter was actually looking pretty good in those first two innings. I know we're all mad about Dylan Cease having to come out. It's possible that worked out well for the Padres.
Yeah, potentially.
It might be another Austin Gomber situation there against Bailey Falter.
And why we didn't trade for him at the break and just, you know, you can't throw him against yourself. Just trade for him and put him somewhere and so you don't have to face him ever again. I mean, how many more do we have against the Rockies?
Three more.
Three more.
Yeah.
We'll get him one more time. You got to figure out a way to beat Austin Gomber, of all people. Just owns the San Diego Padres.
So that's the matchup. 3:40 today, hopefully, weather permitting. I haven't seen the recent forecast. I know there were scattered showers the last time I checked. 2:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show for Sam Levitt, who had a very long day yesterday.
Poor Sammy, man.
He gets here freaking East Coast road trip for the
Shout
Padres.
Out.
He gets here a couple hours before the game. So he was here, you know, around lunchtime.
Yep.
And then pregame, 2:40 to 3:40, 17 minutes of the game. And then right into rain delay theater for 2 hours and 40 minutes. That game had more rain delay than game. The game time, 2 hours and 37 minutes,
Good
which
Lord.
Included the 17 minutes before the rain delay with a 2:40 rain delay. And then the postgame show was still on when I was driving home last night. So I don't know what time he walked out of here. Probably, you know, 10 to 10:30 maybe last night. That was a long one for Sam Levitt. And he'll be back at it today with very few off days left, at least until September for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, Paulie's got some headlines. Let's get to the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Aloha.
Aloha to you.
Aloha to you.
Mahalo.
Aloha to you, Peni.
Good morning, Peni.
Aloha, everybody, and mahalo.
All right, let's get started. A little baseball news. I was kind of surprised to see this. There was an announcement yesterday that the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds in 2025, next season, are going to play a Major League Baseball game, a regular season game.
On the moon.
Not on the moon. At
worse.
Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee.
Trying to picture.
How many people, do you know, Paulie, how many people they can fit in that place? Because I imagine it's a lot.
It says capacity here.
I saw Italian Paul tweeting about this.
Well, he's very excited. 150,000 is the Bristol Motor Speedway.
And who are the teams again?
Capacity. Braves and Reds.
Okay. Yeah.
They did a football game there, I believe, a few years back.
I mean, this is an insult, so I don't want to say it, but kind of your redneckier teams in baseball. I mean, come on. For being honest, right? Braves and Reds.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Well, welcome to Bristol, everybody.
I mean, you're going
to
play on a NASCAR track. You're probably not going to make
two
it,
of your redneckier teams.
It's probably not going to be Mariners Rockies at the NASCAR track. Let's just be honest. They picked these teams pretty intentionally, I think.
Phillies and Yankees.
For the NASCAR game. Now, will they have a race going on outside the stadium at the same time?
I don't know how it's going to look. But yeah, keep an eye out for that next season. It's just reported right now, but you can look on the public schedule for Tennessee Governor Bill Lee. He is scheduled to be at Bristol Motor Speedway on Friday morning, and Rob Manfred is also expected to be there Friday morning for some announcement. What could it be? I don't know, but yeah, all signs pointing to Braves and Reds.
Now, they can't use all 150,000. There would be some horrifically bad seats. Well, for the baseball game at a NASCAR track, where you're like
here,
half a mile away from home plate.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work, but it says here the MLB game will be the first major sporting event outside of racing since 2016. The Tennessee Volunteers played the Virginia Tech Hokies in a football game. They set the record for NCAA's largest single game attendance that year.
All right,
said 150,000. Yeah, I
mean, you know, again, I think that
it's a short oval. It's only a half mile track.
Okay, so, yeah, I think you know, again, baseball. I like thinking outside the box a little bit on things, but let's make games available to people, and then we can move them to different various exotic locales like Tennessee. Let's get that problem solved before we start moving it and playing, and you know, basketball courts and other places.
Adam Klug, who's going to be in for Paulie the next 2 days, asked, did I just inadvertently call him a redneck?
Yeah, you did.
A Braves fan.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, you did.
No, I don't think it was inadvertent.
What did you say?
Redneckier teams.
All right, so that's the story out of Bristol, Tennessee. Next up, we head to Westchester, Florida, where the FIU Panthers football team made an announcement yesterday that...
Genius.
Pitbull.
Pitbull.
The musician, the artist Pitbull, has bought the naming rights for FIU football. It is now Pitbull Stadium.
Brilliant.
And I was actually shocked. Now, I don't know anything about FIU. I don't know what level they're at, what conference they're in.
Actually, Division One.
Yeah.
Pretty big program now.
Are they on the same? Yeah. So they're on the same level as far as Division One goes with San Diego State.
Yep,
and like Snapdragon.
Oh yeah,
because the naming rights were
playing Conference USA. I mean, you know, it's a small.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a. It's not. They're not like
the
SEC, but they're pretty much the East Coast Mountain West. Yeah.
I was shocked when I saw it was a 5-year deal, cost $6 million.
feels light.
That feels really low for naming rights. I was at least $6 million a year.
Right. Not only that, but he gets the stadium for concerts, right?
Yeah. He got the naming rights to the stadium, obviously. It says his Voli 305 vodka, which I can only assume for Mr. 305, that's his vodka brand. Oh, yeah. That will be sold at all the games. He gets two suites up to 40 people. He will have personal use of the venue for 10 days out of the year.
What would you use it for?
And he's the title of the official entrepreneur.
Your own concert, so you don't have to pay for your venue.
Yeah,
so you can just keep all the revenue.
All the gate.
Yeah, it sounds like
a lot. I thought he was like wanted to go down and run routes.
I looked for
10 days a year, he can go down and do whatever he wants.
I couldn't remember. So the Snapdragon Stadium rights are $45 million for 15 years. So this is actually less than that. A better deal than Snapdragon Stadium.
Yeah, it's $6 million for 5 years.
So it's like barely $1.2 million a year.
Yeah.
So yeah, less than half of what Snapdragon's paying for Snapdragon Stadium.
Wow. All right.
Start the GoFundMe now for Ben and Woods Stadium.
Why don't maybe Florida International should just change their nickname to the Pitbulls?
The Pitbulls would be a great.
Yeah, I think that's the Panthers right now. But if you're going to play at Pitbull Stadium, you might as well be the Pitbulls.
Yeah. It's
probably a lot of legalese you have to go through to change your mascot. Right?
I guess so. But
that's cool.
Panthers is pretty blah.
I mean, I'm not a big Pitbull fan, but I think that's a pretty
But he grew
cool,
up like, right in that area.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's I think that's cool. Yeah.
He has so much money. He's like, I'm just gonna buy naming rights to stadium now. I have so much money.
Matt wants to know how long until the East Coast Mountain West is actually the name of a conference. How far these conferences are spanning. Yeah. You can't really come up with a good name for a conference anyway. Remember the Big 12's just gonna sell it to like an insurance company or something. It's going to be like the All-State 12. So
he's got an estimated net worth of $100 million. So $6 million for 5 years. And I mean, probably going to make that money back in vodka sales and whatever else he's going to do. I mean, if he wants to host 10 concerts there, he can and not have to pay the venue.
That's insane.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's a good investment for a savvy businessman.
All right, finally, this made me want to vomit yesterday, but the Arizona Cardinals at State Farm Stadium.
It's right down the street
State
from.
State Farm Stadium.
Right down the street from.
Padres Spring Training.
And. Explicit.
I mean, you could walk to Explicit from the stadium.
It'd be hot, but yeah, you could get there. Yeah.
And so they have announced some new menu items for Cardinals games this year, and one of them includes a cotton candy burrito.
I do like burritos.
I love
this.
Burritos.
This one is pushing the.
I watched a video of they like roll cotton candy up, and inside of said burrito has not your traditional. Steak,
not meat
or chicken, maybe some French fries, guacamole, sour cream.
Thank God for that.
It's going to have Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, marshmallows, Skittles, mini M&Ms, gummy bears, sprinkles, all wrapped in a cotton candy like tortilla.
I gave Taylor like a little bit of shave ice. Sorry, somebody corrected me earlier. At like 8 o'clock at night, I might as well have given him crystal methamphetamine. I mean, so I can't imagine what a kid eating this. You're off your rocker. Also, you don't need M&Ms in there if you're going to go with like the fruit flavor.
Oh, don't mix the chocolate.
Don't mix
and
the chocolate and the fruit.
That's a good point.
That, you can bang that, and then it would be a little bit better.
So here's my logistical issue: cotton candy is best when it's wispy.
Yeah, wispy.
And,
not
just
packed.
It's almost melts on your tongue. In order to have the integrity of a burrito shell, they're going to really have to layer the cotton candy
to the point where
it's now thick and chewy, which is not the best form of cotton candy. So you're making the cotton candy worse, and then you're stuffing it with a bunch of stuff that's kind of mismatched that doesn't go together. I think we've jumped the shark on
this one. We finally hit it.
Not to mention how just incredibly unhealthy that is.
Yeah, it's about as bad as anything you can eat.
I kind of want to throw up just looking at it.
I know. It's not. I like some of the mixes of things, but this is not it.
We were going a little too far.
Yeah, unhealthy too far. Things, but at least in like our regular burrito, you get some protein or whatever.
Yeah,
some
get a little
steak,
chicken in there. Yep.
This has zero redeeming value.
Zero.
Whatsoever. It's just sugar on top of sugar on top of sugar.
So gross, dude.
On top of more sugar.
So gross. Oh. Thank you, Paulie.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, we've gone too far. Yes. Scale it back, people. Scale it back.
I agree, P9.
Penny.
Oh, sorry.
It's pronounced, my Hawaiian name is pronounced Penny.
I thought it was P9.
No, Penny. It might be Penny, but I don't think it's P9.
Penny.
I'm looking right at it. It says P9.
P-E-N-I.
Penny.
It's P-E-N-I. P9.
How did you get to be Kiwi? That doesn't even sound like Steve.
It doesn't.
Paolo makes sense.
Paolo makes perfect sense.
But I know there's no B in Hawaiian, so I guess P is the closest.
Yeah.
But
P9.
My real name's Chuck, but I moved out here and then changed my name to Kunu.
Oh, that's so cool. What does that mean?
That means Chuck.
It's Chuck.
So good.
All right, wrap it up.
All right, we will take a quick break. We've got traffic. Come back.
Did you just tease traffic?
No, we've got traffic. Then we come back. Then we come back, and we can talk about, well, what do you want to talk about? You're the one who's been gone for a while. I've been having to think about what to talk about for the last 8 shows.
That's true. You put me on the spot here. Coming up next, we got traffic. We got traffic here on Ben and Woods. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So focused on the Padres that you sometimes forget that the biggest sporting event in the world is still going on in Paris. And I understand that Hannah is into the Olympics. You watched a lot of Olympics while you're on vacation. Too much, apparently, based on that reaction.
Inundated with Olympics. And it's not, you know, it's not ending. She's obsessed with the Olympics. It's great. I watched, you know, who's the swimmer?
Katie Ledeck.
She's fantastic.
She is.
She beat that
other swimmer.
What's her name?
Titmus.
Titmus.
Ariane Titmus.
Yep.
From Australia.
And she was the one that was running her mouth a lot. Titmus was.
Good rivals.
Katie Ledeck.
And Simone Biles.
Simone Biles.
The gymnastic story was very compelling.
Yeah. Watched a lot of it.
It is good. It's good sports drama. There is something about it that I think... I don't know if it's a male-female thing. Sometimes it does split along those lines, but I think it's more if you are an absolute like day-to-day diehard baseball, football, whatever fan, it's a whole different kind of experience. The Olympics is about individual stories more than a season-long competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a different kind of sports fan watching. I'm not saying one is better or worse.
I don't hate the Olympics by any stretch, but I get a little bit worn out by it over time. And there's so much. You're just inundated. But everyone's been talking about, I think it was Paulie's recommendation, or was it yours?
The gold zone.
Yeah. Gold zone. That's one good. Of you guys should take credit for it, because everyone...
I'll take credit. It was in the Ryder Report.
It was in the Ryder Report. Yeah. All right. So that's been great. But I watched the Titmus, Katie Ledeck battle.
Duels in the pool.
The whole family sat around on the couch and watched that, and that was pretty cool. That was a long...
I mean, it's on fairly early here in Hawaii. I'd imagine your first thing in the morning, you're getting prime time coverage from Paris.
I kept asking Hannah, how many more laps? Oh,
she does the long races.
Third of the way done. I'm like, will you text me when it gets close to the end, and then I'll come back in. I mean, it's remarkable. All I thought was how long that would take me to do what she did. It would take me about 2 months of start and stop.
1,600 meters or whatever it is.
I mean, holy crap, dude. There's just no way. I mean, just complete and total athletes. Just incredible. So, yeah, I've watched more than I intended to.
Good soccer game yesterday. U.S. Women's National Team needed extra time to beat Germany 1-0 on a goal by Sophia Smith. The Waves, Naomi Girma, defensive star, was really key in that one. So they'll play Brazil in the gold medal game on Saturday.
Nice.
And then the U.S. Basketball team is now just 2 wins away from another gold medal. They crushed Brazil yesterday, 122-87, and they're going to play Serbia in Thursday's semifinal to try to advance to the gold medal game. So, yeah, once I get to the second week, you start, you know, the 100 meters is done. That was dramatic.
That was dramatic.
The Noah Lyles, the photo finish.
That was awesome.
And what happened, we talked about that while you were gone as well. So it continues on. But there's definitely, it's a whole different experience. When you follow a team, like your favorite team, and you're following standings over the course of the year, it's like the exact opposite of an Olympic event, which is basically, all right, I'm going to find out about this sport, and then 5 minutes later, I'm going to see the pinnacle of this sport, and then 5 minutes after that, I'm not going to think about it again for another 4 years.
Yeah, that's exactly
right.
Yeah,
we think about the Padres
every minute,
365 days a year, pretty much,
yep.
Every year, off-season, in the season, everything. But with the Olympics, you get really excited about it, but it's for a really condensed period of time. And then Katie Ledecky is no longer in your thoughts until at least, you know, 3 to 4 years
yeah,
from
yeah.
now. When they're getting ready for Los Angeles, if she's going to do it all over again.
Now, Mrs. Woods has already said that she is planning on going to the Olympics when it's in L.A. And it didn't ask, has not invited me yet, because I think she knows the answer. I'm just going to let, that can be a girl's trip. I'll watch the kids, and you guys can go. The Battle of L.A. traffic is gnarly on a Tuesday. I can't imagine what it's going to be like then. So go.
What event would she go to?
It's a good question. I mean, that's a good question. I'll ask her tonight and report back tomorrow.
Judo.
Yes, she loves judo. I watched some of the archery. It was pretty bad.
If you want to go to the Olympics,
yeah,
do you pick
that's
a tough one to
watch
event?
In person?
Can I ask
you're
you?
Like in a stadium and they're shooting an arrow. A mile
and the
away.
Thing's up against her cheek.
Does that look like that was in the bullseye? I can't tell from
well,
here.
Well, let me ask
like,
you
does
this.
Does she want to go to a specific event, like it's swimming or bust, or does she just want to go to the Olympics? And she'll go to whatever ticket she can get her hands on.
She said, I want to go to the Olympics. But I don't, there's not the Olympics ticket. I'd like to buy one
ticket to the Olympics,
the Olympics tickets, please. And it's not an all
opening
access
ceremonies. I mean, does she want the pomp or does she want the actual competition?
She wants. She likes she likes it all, but okay. She likes the competition. So I think
you can go see Equestrian in Temecula.
Okay, that's close.
A little bit closer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I think I'm gonna pass on it. I'll watch it on TV.
You could go to something, I mean, like, if you don't want to spend too much time, you could go to, like, speed climbing. Did you see that one yesterday?
Uh-uh.
Sam Watson, the American, set the world record. 4.75 seconds. Got from bottom to top. Done. You won.
4.75?
His entire Olympic event lasted less than 5 seconds. Trained for years for his big 5-second moment at the Olympics when he won gold medal.
We've all been there. Am I right or am I right? Now, we talked about the Rally Roach yet. The 8-2
we
Rally
kept it
Roach?
Going, yeah, while you were gone. We
it's
kept
right
the
here.
Rally Roach going.
I mean, how long until it's a
we
thing?
Kissed it every morning.
Mwah. How long until it's like a real thing?
I don't
like
know.
I want to put out a Rally Roach shirt, but I know they'll start losing.
I'm afraid to.
Me too.
Like,
I'm afraid
we've
to
had
really
listeners
commit.
Send us some really cool stuff over the last couple of weeks, but I've been so hesitant because.
Me too, dude.
How many times have we been bitten by this where we put something out there, we get all excited, and then incoming 5-game losing streak?
You remember the goose, the Rally Goose.
Yep.
And then, you know, the KOSI dads are going to sing a song about the Rally Roach, and it's going to be over. So you have to be careful with these things.
I'm sending this out over this platform right now. I'm going to take this moment. I'm going to warn all of you who are even thinking about it.
Just stop now.
Just don't even entertain it this year. It's gone really well. There's been an absence of bits. You know, and I'm going to take my own advice. We're not going to put out a shirt.
That's what's in.
We're just going to continue to kiss the Rally Roach, and it'll stay here in the studio. 8-2 since the Rally
let's
Roach
go,
show.
Let's go, Roach.
Yeah, let's go, Roach. You know who you are. You know who I'm talking about. I'm not even going to say his name. Don't do it. This year. Don't be the guy. Don't be the guy that does it this year. I'm begging you. Okay? Don't mess with anything. Things are going great. Let's keep it going. Yeah, like Johnny says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's because I don't need... We don't make much money off of T-shirts anyway, so it's not like we're going to clean up on a Rally Road shirt. Now, if they make the World Series, fine. But because then it's let the chips fall where they may. But right now, let's stay bitless. Let's stay bitless, all Padres fans out there this year. No songs, no country songs, no rap songs. From the bottom
Pauly's already created country songs for the Padres.
Yeah, let's
multiple
just,
songs.
Let
this
AI
week.
Make it. Yep, let AI make it, as Andros says. So, yeah, man. 8-2, though. I like that. We'll keep kissing the roach.
I mean, as long as it's working, you have to at least kiss the roach.
100%.
But they can just leave it at that.
Leave it at that. Don't need anything else.
All right, final segment coming up. You know, you often tell me that I reveal things to you.
Yes.
That continue to surprise after 6 years.
Oh, God. Do you have another one?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. This one was from Don Orsillo last night. I don't know if you caught this, but Don made a bit of a revelation during the game that we were talking about actually at Channel 10 last night when he said it. And I want to get your thoughts on what Don had to say in our final segment of Ben and Woods coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, Paulie's going to pop his cherry tonight at Foo Fighters, his Foo Fighters cherry.
Foo Fighters?
The Foo Fighters. First time seeing Dave Grohl and company coming in playing Petco Park tonight.
Very excited.
Excited for you. They put on a really good show, and he's very energetic. I don't know how he does it. He's been doing it a long time, and they're going to be playing Petco tonight. Very excited for you, man.
It's going to be a good time, man. I think I've said this before, so I apologize, but when Taylor Hawkins passed away,
yeah, it was brutal.
That sucked. I mean, they were one of my favorite bands, and I never saw them, the original band.
It's the worst.
And it was also a little bit of a hangover from the pandemic, you know, missing live events.
Yeah.
I just go, you know what? I'm done. If there's something I want to see, if my favorite band is coming to town, I'm going. And didn't get to see them before Taylor died, but this is their first tour since. And, cannot wait to go tonight.
Now, I'm exhausted from traveling and whatnot, but I don't have any FOMO at 9:38 this morning. I have none. I just want to go home and sleep. But I will have it
later today
when I see all the pictures and I've seen him a bunch of times.
Who's the opening act?
Yeah, who is the opening act?
I don't know.
All right. It's
Alex G.
Alex G? Is that somebody in the chat? That's what it sounds like. Man. I saw them many, many years ago. I've seen them probably 5-6 times since. Oh, the Hives are playing? The Hives are awesome. The Hives kick ass.
The Hives, and Foo Fighters.
Yeah, the Hives. Don't miss the Hives.
Okay.
High energy, incredible band. That's a great show. Jealous. Adam Klug's going too?
Yeah, I just found that out this morning.
He's going as well. You and I are the only ones not going. Now, Adam said he's sitting in the suite.
Oh.
What does the suite mean?
The suite.
Is that like the Odyssey's suite?
I would assume that's what the suite
I don't think it's
means.
The Foo Fighters
suite. So I've been
suite.
Here. We've been here. What? 5-6 years? 5 years?
This is our sixth year.
This is our sixth year. I didn't know that the suite existed for concerts. I spend a fortune on concert tickets. A fortune on concert tickets at Petco Park.
This is only the second on the field.
So you're saying you don't think Adam is spending a fortune?
Something
to go
tells
to the
me
suite?
That he's
he
just
didn't
going
rent his own the suite.
So
the,
is the suite concerts? Just going to be like the bosses hanging out in the suite? Because I've never even been offered the suite.
If Adam offers you right now to go to the suite tonight,
well,
he's
going to say no.
No, I can't. I'm exhausted. I'm absolutely fried. There's just no chance. Adam said all you had to do is ask. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. The suite is a thing. All right, well, now we know. Next time there's a big show we want to see at Petco Park, we're putting in our request for the suite. I had no idea this existed.
Tones. The suite.
Guess who already spent a fortune on Dia de los Deftones tickets? I got tickets the other day.
Are they playing Gallagher Square? Are they playing
No, it's
Petco.
Both
Petco.
Now. Yeah, it's big now. Wow. It's really big. Right. And I told Bo, because he's gone with me for the last 3 years, I go, hey, I got our Deftones tickets. You know what this little turd did? He goes, VIP? I go, oh my God, I'm going to kill you, dude. He just right in. He goes, VIP? I was like, bro, come on. You're six. You're six.
You want a meet and greet before? What is he looking for?
Yeah, anything else I can do for you, bud, after your trip to Hawaii?
I'm a little nervous because, as I told you this morning,
yeah,
I think I damn near broke my foot last night playing basketball.
Paulie had an ankle injury.
You and AJ Preller has a torn plantar fascia.
Does he really?
Well, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Found that out when I went down last week and talked to him.
Both hoops injuries, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I rolled it light rolling.
Yes, you had a light dusting of it
a couple of weeks ago. And I guess, I've played several times since then.
And you played
then.
Baseball.
Yeah, and it's been okay, but apparently it was not up to full strength. I just thought it was up to full strength. And literally, our first possession of the game last night rolled it bad. Bad, bad, bad. Like, getting x-rays after the show this morning.
So do you not tape your ankles before a game or wrap them?
I do. When
you do?
It was like sore. I just bought a new ankle stabilizer that'll go around my foot in my shoe. So hopefully that helps once I'm ready to go. But yeah, very, very painful.
Now, I've
literally never taped
today.
A body part in my life.
Oh, man, come on.
Ever
really?
Once.
Have you guys seen like what Janine just said? Did you guys talk about this? About the Adela Steftones?
Yes.
You did talk about
we
it.
We did. If it goes game 7 of the World Series at home, they'd be on the same day.
Now, Janine says the front office doesn't have faith in this team, apparently.
No, they do.
I'd say they have the ultimate faith
they
in this team.
They get it done
seven. Before game 7.
Also, we talked about yesterday, the MLB announced flex scheduling. So if both league championship series end in 5 or fewer, they're starting the World Series 3 days earlier, and it will be over in October rather than November. So there's a lot of ways around a Game 7 possibly conflicting with a concert at Petco Park.
Yeah.
But I would have said 3 weeks ago,
they don't go into it willy-nilly.
No chance the Padres have a home game in Game 7. All right, the way they've been playing, it's not out of the question that they could not only catch the Dodgers and get a bye, but who knows? Depending on who comes out of the American League, you could actually have home field in the World Series now. So
that's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem.
That's really. I'd be happy to forego my tickets or push to another date. So, Paulie, you're going to be. Paulie is on one ankle. You going with your wife tonight?
No, my buddy Tom's.
Your buddy Tom is going. Now you're on one ankle, crutches. I would imagine you're getting X-rays after the
possible,
show.
Possible, yeah.
What if they give him one of those carts?
The scooter
with the knee one knee up. And you have to roll
he's
it around.
Roll around. That always looks so painful.
I think if I am on crutches, which I've never had crutches before, but I think I'll be fine because I like to stand during the concert.
Yeah,
but at
you
least
say that until you get crutch rash under your arm, and it's the worst. Oh, crutches are the worst. They are the worst.
And yes, Adam has pointed out in the chat that he will be going to the concert. He didn't know he was going, I don't think, until like tonight.
Yeah, you know
today.
Why? Because the suite opened up for him.
And he's one of us is going to the show. We're both going to the show, but only one of us will be at work tomorrow.
Ooh,
you know
TRM says get a sweet cane. Yes, 100%.
I was thinking that too.
Get a cane. We were in the airport.
A walking stick.
We were in the airport on the way out there. And my kids and I were walking, and this old lady dropped her cane on the ground as we passed her, and it sounded like a gunshot. I dropped 3 feet in the air. I jumped 3 feet in. Whap! Paulie, get a cane and cane your ass
weird
around.
Enough getting crutches. I think I'm not old enough for a cane.
Cane your ass around Petco Park.
You get a monocle, and you can be Mr. Monopoly.
Mr. Peanut.
That's right.
So then she's taking tomorrow off. Which you deserve.
I'm going to sleep in.
Sleep
and
in.
Pack and
then
laundry.
You leave for Washington State.
Friday morning.
For
early.
For what?
Bachelor party.
Bachelor party.
We're going to Leavenworth, Washington.
Sounds awesome.
It's like
that's
a two-hour drive.
That's not like the Leavenworth that has the prison.
No, that's in Kansas.
That's a totally different
That's
thing.
In Kansas.
It's like a two-hour drive from Seattle. It's in the mountains, like just off.
It's like a Danish town. I've driven through it before. It's,
Bavarian.
Oh, right. They've got You like pastries, and it's going to be a pastry-heavy bachelor party.
We got the river right there. We're going to do a river float on Saturday for like 5 miles.
You guys should check out while you're there the Nutcracker Museum. It has thousands of nutcrackers, some dating back centuries.
Why wouldn't we?
I'm going to look up adult entertainment.
Well, I don't know that there's going to be a lot of those options.
Leavenworth, Washington, adults only. What's this? Now I know why you're going there. It's the adult-only hotel called the Post Hotel.
Ooh.
Very nice. All right.
We already booked an Airbnb, so I don't know if we're staying there.
All right. Well, there's adults only there. Sounds like a good time. Are you excited about going?
Not really.
Not really. Yeah, it happens.
All right. I promised.
Legitimately.
The mind of Don Orsillo. We will get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
There was once when we did Saturday Night Live, and Christopher Walken was the host.
Amazing.
And he comes up, and he's like, he asked us if the accent was on
Foo or Fighters? And we know who he is. Like, of course, we know how he speaks. And we said, the accent is on Fighters, actually. So he goes up, he's like, ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters. Because I knew that's what happened. I was like, don't say, most people say Foo Fighters. But the way Christopher Walken says it, Foo Fighters.
Ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
So good.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals. With contract and full-time workers from Express Employment, you get the staff you need. Manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com. So with the long rain delay, obviously, you know, you expected the game to be over around, you know, 6:30 at the latest last night, but with the time change, it got really late on the East Coast for Don and Mudd as they were doing the broadcast. And somewhere around, I think, the seventh inning or so, Don's phone alarm went off, and Mudd asked him about it, and he said, what do you have your alarm set for? And he goes, oh, that's my go-to-bed alarm.
And a go-to-bed alarm?
And I was wondering, do other people do this? Like, set an alarm to remind you it's time to go to bed?
Because I've never done that in my life.
It does?
I have, like, the sleep, the focus modes on your iPhone.
Right.
And so at 9:15 on weeknights, my phone switches from, like, personal or whatever, normal mode to sleep mode, where the background turns black, notifications turn off, because that means I'm shutting it down. Like, if you call me, I think twice, it'll go through. Other than that, it goes to sleep mode. And then my alarm goes off at 4 in the morning. And so at 9:14, I get an alert, like a push notification on my phone that says, you know, it's almost
time
for bedtime. Or whatever.
I mean, I haven't had a bedtime since I was like 10.
Liar.
And I really haven't. I go to sleep when I'm tired. And basically, I know I'm tired when I start falling asleep. And
yeah,
I'm like, okay,
could be in the middle of an interview, could be in a CEO
it's time
meeting,
to go to bed now.
Could be in anything.
Yes, and I'm plenty tired. I have no trouble going to sleep, but I don't ever like, look at a clock and go, it's 10 o'clock. I need to go to bed now. And I wondered, is that common or uncommon what Don does? That, all right, 10. I didn't realize. I was watching a TV show, and now it's time for bed. I need to be reminded of it.
Yeah, TRM1 in the chat is paraphrasing what Don said. It tells me to put my devices down, go read a book or something. Now, I struggle with sleep a lot, man. I really do. And once I do fall asleep, I don't sleep well. I've tried it all. I've tried all your recommendations. I read plenty on how the best way is. And everybody says you got to put your phone down. You got to quit scrolling. You got to turn your brain off. You know, look at this red light or blue light or do some meditation or whatever. I can't, in my mind though, I have to fall asleep with something playing on my phone. I have to. I put a movie on. I take an Ambien. I try to sleep. Like, I know that's not the best way. It's probably why I have fitful sleep. But it's just what works. I
know my life sometimes sounds miserable with how much I'm awake and how little I sleep. But one thing that's great about it is I never lay there going, I wish I could just get to sleep.
It's mind-boggling.
If I want to fall asleep, I can fall asleep instantly whenever I want to. Like that. I don't like the feeling of like trying to get myself to sleep. All right, I really need to go to bed. It's 10 o'clock. If I don't go to bed now, I'm going to be a wreck tomorrow. And you're like laying there, like worrying and thinking. I don't do that because as soon as my head hits the pillow,
that is
I'm out.
Bananas.
I'm asleep.
Yeah, like Jeff says, if you have ADHD, you can't just turn your brain off. I can't. I can't do it. And I lay there, and especially if it's a little bit late, and I'm like, did I take an Ambien or did I not? Oh, no. Well, I think I did, so I'm going to try to get myself to fall asleep. It is just impossible for me.
All right, I've seen a number of people who go, like Paulie, they may have at least a time where it kind of, all right, we're starting to change into sleep mode later in the night. But I work essentially until bedtime. I drive home, I go to bed. So I've never really had that, at least in my adult life, where there's like, I should, you know, I had dinner and then I was watching, doing some stuff with the kids and TV and now it's time to go to bed. No, it's just I get home from work and
I may stay up past 9:15. I'm just saying my phone pretty much shuts itself down at 9:15 on weeknights.
Interesting.
So I got this new phone, this Garmin. and it's incredible. New watch, new phone, new watch. The Garmin, you can wear it. I wore it in the ocean when I swam. I wore, you know, you can wear it in the water. It's phenomenal. But it has Sleep Score. I mean, dude, last night I slept 3 hours and 49 minutes. 3 hours and 49 minutes.
So good.
That's terrible.
Oh, is that
it's
bad?
Terrible.
That
yeah, it's a horrible.
My perception may be skewed. What a good sleep.
I mean, it's just pathetic. But so there, I told you about the day in Hawaii where I woke up sad and didn't want to do anything and just kind of laid around all day. It has this sleep coach that will say, like, hey, get some extra rest today. You need it. It said, you've rested enough today. I literally laid on my ass for like 8 hours and said, you've rested enough. Go out and move. Because I just couldn't do it, man. I was just so bummed and relaxed. I love this thing, though. This thing has been the best investment I've ever had.
All right, quick question for you, last couple of minutes. As we get ready for Padres game number 2 of the series, because I saw this stat this morning. Do you have any idea who leads baseball in grounding into double plays?
Manny Machado.
Correct. 22 after two more last night. You have any idea who's second? Be Luis Urias.
Oh.
Padres hit into a lot of double plays.
They do.
Are we okay with that, though? I mean, with their style of baseball, making contact, getting on base, guys who hit for high average, so you got guys on first base a lot, and then the guy behind them, you know, makes contact a lot. They don't strike out very much. It's inevitable. There's nothing they can really do about that. And I guess you have to either be okay with it or you don't. But I see people who get frustrated. Oh, it's Manny rolling into another double play again. Well,
double plays suck.
They do, but it also means you're putting guys on base and you're making contact and usually pretty sharp contact. A double play, while it's definitely the worst outcome when, you know, you got a guy on first base and you're trying to start a rally, also means you're doing two of the things right that you're supposed to be doing.
Put the ball in play.
Putting guys on base and putting the ball in play, which is essentially the Padres' offensive game plan. I don't think there's any way around it. As long as the Padres go with this, you know, this offensive strategy that's been working for them, there's going to be a lot of double plays. They're going to hit into double plays, and I think we need to chill maybe a little bit and lose the frustration when they do. It doesn't mean that they're failing and doing things wrong. It means they're actually doing what they're supposed to be doing and doing it right, and it just happened to be the wrong outcome that one time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're winning, so I couldn't care less. And like with Manny last night, I was texting with a buddy. He said 0 for 5, two double plays, but his defense more than made up for it, you know. So
I'm going to try to zen myself on the double plays,
because
we all
get
frustrated when we see him. But
let's start the runners a little more. You know what I mean? Get the guy going.
And Schilt does that sometimes.
He does.
They had a nice Xander Bogaerts. The hit and run was actually his RBI single there, too. So anyway, just wanted to throw that in at the end of the show.
This is what they say in Hawaii when they're about to leave. They say, we go,
everybody. Annie Nelson next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.